I'm Chris with your Linux headlines on November 4th, 2019. Elementary OS has beefed up its Flatpak support. The distro has made Flatpaks a first-class citizen within its App Center, meaning that they will be manageable and offer updates just like any other software within it. However, since Elementary isn't adding FlatHub or any third-party repos as a software source in App Center, they're also providing a new graphical tool to let you easily install Flatpaks in the first place. Aptly named Sideload, the tool will allow users to download and install Flatpak reference files from sites like FlatHub and elsewhere, and it aims to provide a safer and simpler way for installing these apps than having the user drop to the command line and copy-paste something they see on a website. Firefox is planning to start hiding push notifications by default. Researchers at Mozilla have shown that website push notifications are incredibly unpopular, with around 99% either being ignored or actively denied by users. And while Firefox has a whitelisting mechanism for some time that lets users enable notifications just for specific websites, but then otherwise block them, the project has now decided to just adopt a different approach. The change, which is due to arrive in Firefox 72 in January. We'll see all of these notification dialogs hidden by default, but an animated icon in the URL bar will let a tiny percentage of the users that are interested still easily get access to them. The Raspberry Pi Foundation is pitching for a holiday season sale with a new book bundle. The organization has pulled together a package including a Pi 3A Plus, an official case, together with a 16GB microSD card, preloaded with noobs, and a newly written 116-page Getting Started book. The bundle retails for around $45, and the Raspberry Pi Foundation is hoping it might prove as a good stocking filler as we move towards Christmas. And speaking of the Raspberry Pi, Canonical has provided a roadmap for improving its support for the Model 4. The company has explained that they have identified the kernel bug that prevents USB from working correctly on the new 4GB models and are currently testing a fix. While they are hopeful of pushing out a permanent change within the next few weeks for the Pi-specific server versions of 1804 and 1910, they also highlight a temporary workaround which you could use until that is delivered. That workaround being limit the amount of memory it uses. And while there isn't yet an official desktop version of Ubuntu for the Pi, Martin Wimpress, who brought Ubuntu Mate to the tiny computer, has recently taken over leadership of Canonical's desktop team. So who knows what the future may hold, but it looks like they're committed to the Raspberry Pi. If you want to find out more about Martin, then do check out today's Jupyter Extras show for a long-form interview with Mr. Wimpress, extras.show/29. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/41. We'll be back tomorrow.